It is feeling like summertime across eastern New York and western New England. The humidity levels are high and are borderline oppressive, as dew point temperatures are up around 70 in some spots. So there's definitely a tropical feel to the air this afternoon, and it's rather warm as well. Breaks of sunshine have helped to push the thermometer up close to 90 degrees in some spots, so it's probably not a surprise that with the heat and humidity that we have already had some thunderstorms, and there are more on the way. Thunderstorms will be triggered by a cold front that will come in late this afternoon into this evening, and some of these storms are going to be on the heavier side, prompting a severe thunderstorm watch for much of our area through this evening. So be aware of the weather in the coming hours. Of course, lightning is always a concern with thunderstorms. So if you are going to be outside, pay attention to the weather and be sure you head to a safe place at the first sign of an approaching thunderstorm. Other concerns with these storms will be heavy downpours, so there's the chance for some localized flooding, gusty winds that may be damaging, and there's also the potential for some hail, and the possibility does exist for an isolated tornado. So you need to be weather aware in the coming hours. Showers and storms through this evening will ease up overnight, though there's still a chance for a lingering shower first thing tomorrow morning. Now, as we head through the day tomorrow, that front will push quickly off to the southeast. So you're going to notice a different feel to the air tomorrow as the humidity will drop late tonight. So by tomorrow, it's going to be a much more comfortable feeling day with a blend of clouds and sunshine, and temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 70s. So it's going to be a great day to be outside. Again, there's that chance for a shower first thing. There's also the chance for another pop-up shower late in the day as another push of cool air arrives. And that means Sunday is going to feel a bit chilly for late May. Temperatures will only be in the 60s, and the first day of June is looking cool with highs in the 60s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and muggy, lows in the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe a late-day shower, mild and much less humid, a high of 68 to 76. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and muggy, lows around 60. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, maybe a late-day shower, mild and much less humid, a high of 68 to 76. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe an early shower, warm and turning less humid, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and muggy, lows in the low to mid 60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a late day shower, mild and much less humid, with highs in the low to mid-70s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, with highs in the 60s, and on Monday, partly sunny and cool, with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.